Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinya Mehta with the evening news. Thursday headlines. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says sustainable development should be nation's guiding principle. India cuts off water flow to Pakistan from Baglihar Dam in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. India-Japan discuss regional international security situation and Election Commission to launch a single point app for all electoral-related activities. And now the news in detail. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar stressed that sustainable development should be the nation's guiding principle. Addressing students at the Forestry College in Sirsi in Karnataka today, he highlighted the need for harmony between development and environmental conservation.
Sustainability is vital for economy, but also vital for healthy life. Sustainability has been preached in our Vedic culture for thousands of years. Aaj ke din, sustainable development ke alawa koi dusra vikalp nahi hai. We cannot engage in reckless exploitation of natural resources. Hamein utna hi karna padega jo hamari minimum aavashyakta hai.
Mr. Dhankar emphasized the symbiotic link between economy and ecology, urged field-based learning and called forests the earth's lungs. He warned against climate neglect and praised students as guardians of the Western Ghats. The vice president also lauded the Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign, planting a tree in memory of his mother. In yet another strong step against Pakistan in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, India has stanched the flow of water through the Baglihar Dam on the Chenab River. India has cut off water flow to Pakistan from the Baglihar Dam following through on its decision not to allow a single drop from going to the neighboring country from the Indus Rivers. India is also planning similar measures at the Kishan Ganga Dam on the Jhelum River. The hydroelectric dams Baglihar in Rambam district in Jammu Division and Kishan Ganga in North Kashmir offer India the ability to regulate the timing of water releases. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi. Both sides condemned terrorism in all its forms and emphasized the need for global cooperation in this regard. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for the strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
During the meeting, the ministers reaffirmed the commitment towards contributing to regional peace, welcoming the growing diversity and frequency of defense exercises between the two countries. The ministers agreed to enhance their scope and complexity. Both sides also agreed to enhance industry cooperation, including exploring collaboration in areas such as automation, artificial intelligence, cyber and space. Election Commission of India, ECI, will soon launch a single-point app, ECI Net, for stakeholders. The new one-step platform will integrate and reorient over 40 of ECI's existing mobile and web applications. The Commission is developing a new user-friendly digital interface for electors and other stakeholders such as election officials, political parties, and the civil society. ECI Net will have an aesthetic user interface and a simplified user experience by providing a singular platform for all electoral-related activities. This move is also designed to alleviate the burden of the users for downloading and navigating multiple apps and remembering different logins. ECI Net will also enable users to access relevant electoral data on their desktops or smartphones. To ensure the data is as accurate as possible, the data on ECI Net will be entered solely by the authorized ECI officials. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman, District Level Coordination Committee, National Tobacco Control Program, Kohima, B. Hanok Buchem, has issued a directing for strict enforcement of the Cigarettes and Other Tobacco Products Act, COTPA 2003. It calls upon all village councils, municipal and town wards, government departments, educational institutes, commercial establishments, and general public to fully comply with key provisions of the Act. Here is a report.
Under the Kotpa Act, smoking is banned in all public places and no smoking signs must be prominently displayed in these areas. All forms of tobacco advertising and promotion, including point-of-sale displays, hoardings, and sponsored events are banned. Retailers are prohibited from selling tobacco to anyone under 18 years or sell tobacco products within 100 meters of any educational institution. Authorities have been directed to ensure full compliance and report any violations or implementation challenges to the District Nodal Officer, District Tobacco Control Cell, Kohima. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Deputy Commissioner Paran Haizu Meru has called for coordinated preparedness among all departments and agencies ahead of the monsoon season. Chairing the monsoon preparedness come quarterly meeting of the District Disaster Management Authority today, Mr. Meru stressed upon assessing the district's readiness and improve vulnerable areas. He urged departments to prepare for worst-case scenarios, highlighting that landslide-prone and sinking areas pose serious risks to commuters. He called for special attention in maintaining roads to ensure they remain motorable during the monsoon season. The DC also advised the Food and Civil Supplies Department to stock up essential items and the Chief Medical Officer to ensure adequate medicine supplies for health emergencies. Additional Deputy Commissioner Mon Pakon Pom has informed of the scheduled vegetation clearance for 132 kV and 66 kV transmission lines under Transmission Division Mokchung from 5th May to 10th of this month. In this regard, there will be total shutdown of power from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on these days. The ADC appealed for cooperation from the public during the shutdown period. In a significant performance, the Nagaland wrestling team won 5 gold and 1 bronze in the All India Traditional Wrestling Pancration Federation National Federation Cup 2025, which culminated yesterday. 3 wrestlers from Nagaland Wrestling Association participated in the 4-day-long Federation Cup in Senior Men Belt and Mass Wrestling held at Jaipur, Rajasthan. Geza Selopian won gold in both belt and mass wrestling in the 100-plus kg category. Vinay Vadio also bagged gold in both belt and mass wrestling in the minus 100 kg. And Numrai Hegwang won gold in belt wrestling and bronze in mass wrestling in the minus 80 kg category. Meanwhile, all 3 wrestlers were accorded qualified national referee license. Selection trials for the under-14 Khelo India Center football teams for both boys and girls from Newland District will be held on May 10. The trials are open to all bona fide residents of Newland District. Aspiring footballers need to carry their original Aadhaar card for verification at the time of selection. The trials will begin at 9 a.m. in Kughovi Village Ground. For further information, interested candidates may contact football coach Kivilu K. Kiba at 700-55-24853. And India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning over the northeastern states till Thursday. The weather body said fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall with gusty winds of up to 50 km per hour is likely over the region during the next 7 days. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says sustainable development should be nation's guiding principle. India cuts off water flow to Pakistan from Baglihar Dam in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. India-Japan discuss regional international security situation. And Election Commission to launch a single point app for all electoral-related activities. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.